Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio here at voicecoaches.com. I'm sitting at home a couple Sundays ago and I'm looking through Parade magazine. It's the first thing I read over my Cocoa Puffs.
Well, you got to know what's going on in the world of Parade.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm reading Walter Scott's Personality Parade or whatever it's called. And there's something about the very business I'm in, voice acting. And it's asked a question that's being asked about the new Geico commercial where the pothole talks, okay? And someone thought it was a Hollywood actress that might be doing it. Lo and behold, it was a voice actress. So I come into work the next day. I'm all excited, and I tell Mike, hey, I think I've got an idea for your blog.
Yeah, and you know, I did use it for the blog for one of my Voiceovers of the World features, which is a weekly thing that I do where I kind of take a look at different voiceovers from the film and advertising and television mediums and spotlight what's good and what's not so good out there in the world of voiceovers. Well, it turns out that the young lady who voices the pothole, his name is Daisy Brookshire, and so I reached out to her through the magic of the internet, and she was more than happy to come on to Voice Coaches Radio and share some of her experiences with our listeners.
So I got the chance to talk with her, ask her a few pertinent questions.
And that's what you're going to hear now.
Your tire's all flat and junk. Oh, did I do that? Here, let me get my cellular out. Call your wrecker. Oh, shoot. I got no phone. 'Cause I'm a pothole. So... 'kay, bye!
Accidents are bad. But Geico's good with emergency road service.
Daisy, welcome to our podcast today.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. How long have you been a voice actor, and what drew you to it in the first place?
I actually started as a voice actor when I was much younger, as a kid, kind of preteen teenage years. And then I left the business to go to school. And then once I graduated, I really missed voiceovers. I loved doing them. And so I decided to get back in it. I took some classes and just kind of started, you know, trying to pave the road to be a voiceover actor.
So the education, is that in a different area than voice acting?
Actually, I ended up majoring in advertising.
Oh, cool.
Because I was a kid actor, so I really wanted to be able to kind of understand the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really, really enjoyed it.
And then when you decided to get back into voice acting after school, you did go for some professional voice training?
I did. I took some classes, and, you know, I always say that my biggest thing is, my biggest asset is my ear. I have a good ear. I'm a singer, so I use that a lot to train myself, just listen to different accents, watch, you know, different types of televisions with different types of programming with different accents, and pretty much anything I can use to learn, I do.
Cool. Now, what were some of the challenges that you faced when you first started getting back into it after school?
I think some of the biggest challenges is just, you know, getting used to it and realizing that you really, not pigeonholing yourself, so to speak. You know, not making yourself feel like, well, I can only do one type of voice. And I think that things that I've learned really that's most important is that if the more you can expand yourself and the more things you can do, the better in this type of industry. So it was just a matter of, you know, pushing myself and making myself realize, look, I am capable of playing various characters, not just the 20-something-year-old girl next door.
Well, there you go. Now, that's what leads me right into my next question, because we learned about you by reading Parade magazine a couple of weeks ago. There was just a little question about, you know, who's that talking pothole on the Geico commercial? And in your response, you had mentioned that you've done, you know, the voice of a 5-year-old boy, you've done a British character, and now you're a talking pothole, if you will. What will you take on? Any challenge? Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, at this point I would. I mean, I've really broken the barrier in my own thinking. And, you know, because when I first started back, I guess it's been 3 years or 4 years or so ago, I wouldn't have thought that I'd be capable of playing a little boy. But my agent was great enough to trust me with it. And then I really worked on it and listened to real kids and kids within my own life and my family. And, you know, it's just really, it was like, well, I can do this.
Do you have some favorite work that you've done, or is this new Geico thing kind of your favorite piece at the moment?
Yeah, that was probably my favorite so far, just because it was such a fun throwback to my southern days, I guess, so to speak. And yeah, that's fun. And then I did some stuff actually from MTV last year for The Hills, and that was really fun because it was just some narration work, and it was just fun to, like, you know, pretend like you're a 15-year-old. Living in California kind of thing.
There you go. And so you must do mostly studio work? You don't have a home studio, or how does that work?
I do mostly studio work. I mean, I don't have a home studio. I mean, luckily with technology the way it is, I'm able to do some auditions through the phone or through MP3s kind of thing. But yeah, mostly I just go into studios.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other projects you've worked on.
Recently, I got to do some demo work for Hot Pocket.
Oh,
actually,
sure.
They had us do the Hot Pocket, the jingle at the end.
Uh-huh.
And I've always loved that since I was younger. So
okay.
When they asked me for it, because I didn't know I was going to get to do it, I started jumping up and down, and they were laughing at me pretty hard. I was like, you don't understand. This just made my career. I love this jingle.
That's terrific.
Well, you know, just keep going. I mean, I've gotten a lot of attention both from fans and then also from within the industry because of this pot, which I'm very blessed and thankful for. And it's opening up new doors, and it's making people realize, you know, she can do different things. And it's, you know, wherever the road takes me, really. I mean, you just keep pounding the pavement, and that's what I tell everyone. I mean, in this type of industry, you just can't give up, you know, because once you give up, then everybody else wins, and you don't get to live out your dream, so.
You're right. There's always the opportunity out there, and if you don't give up, you can make it happen.
Right, and don't believe people that try to discourage you or tell you that you're not good enough or you can't do certain things because, you know, you're the only one that knows your limitations, so.
There you go. Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Story of my life. I get Darcy all the time.
Okay. Well, it's interesting how you spell it, too. It's D-A-Y-C-I, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's great. You're unique.
Yeah, it's unique. It's funny that I was saying to somebody yesterday, actually, in an audition that was having a hard time with it, the funniest ones I've got, I got Dacky once and I got Ducci once, so Darcy's definitely not too bad.
Well, I promise I'll remember you as Dacy. Thank you very much for your time today and continued success. We hope to hear your voice in many more places.
I really appreciate it, and good luck to all your listeners out there.
Well, that was a fantastic interview, Warren. I especially like the part where you called her the wrong name.
Call her Darcy. Yeah, don't you like that?
Right, the Y is silent and pronounced like an R.
All right. It's our cue to get out of here, I think, and make way for whatever else you have to do today. Hope you enjoyed the interview. We're interested in hearing from you, and we've set up a way that you can do that.
That's right. Now you can email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com, and you can share any comments you have, any questions, any topics you'd like to see us talk about.
Perhaps somebody that you'd like us to interview.
Absolutely. And a special thanks to Dacy Brookshire for talking with us today.
And thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We'll catch you again next week here at Voice Coaches Radio.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Well, that was a fantastic Warren. Interview. We're going to keep doing this until I get it right.
Hello again and welcome to voicecoaches.com.
No.
I did it again. Every week I do that.
It's awesome.